Hello, this is Benjamin Beckley of the Empowerment Center. Welcome to Moment of Settlement with Benjamin Beckley. The Lord will help you. Today, you lift up your eyes unto the hills, your help will come from the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, no weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. No agenda of hell will work. You are a city set upon the hill, you are not coming down. They won't catch up with you. You will not be frustrated. You will not be attacked. You will not be negatively influenced. Everything that is called evil and trouble will not come near you. The Lord will keep you as the apple of His eyes. Your going out is blessed. Your coming in is blessed. You are going to receive and enjoy divine favor today. Enjoy divine favor today. I see doors opening before you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I decree and declare that you will experience change of level, change of status, change of eyes, change of story. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. If you believe that, come on, let your amen roar like thunder. You are blessed. In Jesus' name. Amen. Welcome to Moment of Settlement. Moment of Settlement is a daily prophetic prayer podcast that is designed to empower you and position you for the best of the day. I appreciate every one of you that have joined us today. God bless you. You don't want to miss what God has for you today. It will be a testimony in your life. Thank you for joining us. And you surely will have a testimony. My prayer charge for you today is from the book of Psalms, chapter number 1, verse number 3. Psalms, chapter number 1, and verse number 3. The Bible says, "And you shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. You will bring forth fruit in a season, and your leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever it doeth shall prosper." Somebody say amen. Number one, God is interested in you getting better. You are designed to prosper. The Bible says you shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. That is an indication of supply. It's an indication of nourishment. It's an indication of continuous positioning for fruitfulness. A tree planted by the rivers of water will not suffer, not lack nourishment. A tree planted by the rivers of water cannot easily run dry. A tree planted by the rivers of water will enjoy continuous connection. I pray for you. May your life become like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Planted. You are not going to be moving around. You are not going to be troubled. Planted. Established. This day, I prophesy, your life, your business, your ministry, your family, everything connected to you. Be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Enjoy divine supply. Enjoy supernatural flow. Enjoy supernatural nourishment. Everything you need to flourish, let the Lord bring it to pass in your life. Every resources you need to flourish, let the Lord supply it into your destiny. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, as the tree is connected with river of water, the destiny of the tree will begin to glow. Whatever needs to be behind the journey of your life, whatever needs to operate in your destiny to make you grow and shine, may the Lord put it there. You will shine, you will shine, you will shine. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, He said, "He bring forth His fruit in this season." That means there is fruitfulness, there is resourcefulness. This tree is not dry, this tree is not dead. Don't die suddenly. You will not die suddenly. You will bring forth your fruit, even in your season. You will become fruitful. I decree and declare, today become fruitful. I say become fruitful. Enjoy divine fruitfulness in the name of Jesus. In your family and destiny, you will have something to show. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke every hold and attack of fruitlessness in your life. In the precious name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you will bear fruit. You will get result. Whatever you do today, result will show. Your leaf will not wither. You will not dry up. You will not dry up. You will not die suddenly. Whatever you do, oh, you prosper. Everything you touch, go and prosper. Anointing to prosper, let the Lord release upon you. Anointing to prosper is imparted upon your life. Receive the anointing to prosper. Receive the anointing to prosper. Receive the anointing to prosper. In the mighty name of Jesus, go and prosper in the day. Go and prosper in the night. Go and prosper everywhere. Whatever has to do with you, prosper in it. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I decree and declare, by the power of God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you will not know down moment. You will not experience negativity. It is well with you. Experience the goodness of God. Experience the wonders of God. Enjoy the help of God in the precious name of Jesus. And so shall it be for you. It is done. It is done. It is done. It is done. Nakapakusoto ramagadia. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, it's a great day for you. It's a new season for you. I see God promoting you. Somebody under the sound of my voice today, you will hear that report is coming out better. There is a change. There is a turnaround. There is a transfiguration. There is an adjustment by the power of the Holy Spirit. And so shall it be. Thank you, my Father. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody that believes it, loud and better, amen. Glory to God. Oh, my, expect it. Prosper in everything. Prosper in whatever you do. Any attack against your prospering is nullified. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Come on, shout a bigger amen. Oh, glory to God. Send this to somebody today. Bless them. Give them a gift of prayer. Now, my word chart for you today is a continuation of the series on 21 decisions you must make, even in this year, if you want to make headway. I shared with you that you must make a decision not to give up. Today, I want you to make a decision to eat healthy. Yes, eat healthy. Oh, you are saying, Pastor, are you concerned about what I eat? Oh, yes. Because what you eat affects what eats you. What you eat affects your health. What you eat defines what generates it for you. What you eat can make your life long or can shut it down. Regardless of your goal and vision, if you are not healthy, if you are not well, you may not be well. Listen to me, health is wealth. If you don't take caution over what you eat, you will cheaply be killing yourself unknown. What goes inside of you affects what lives in you and what dies in you. Watch your eating pattern. Eat well so that you can live well. It's very important for you to know. I know you have to fast, but also eat. Yes, so you have to fast, but also eat. Don't just eat, eat well. Oh, you are saying, Pastor, I don't have money. Well, I know money is important for eating, but it's very also important to know that even if you don't have money, you can't just afford to be eating junks. The little you have, ensure that you eat well. Eat well. Don't just be taking carbohydrate. Identify what are the things that nourishes your health. As part of what I enjoin you to eat fruit this year. Very important. Longevity is essential for achievement and attainment. Eat well. Eat correct. Eat well. Manage what resources you have and use it well to ensure that you advance your health and you are not killing your body. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you in the name of Jesus. It's a glorious day for you, and I look forward to your praise report. In Jesus' holy and precious name, we have prayed. Share this broadcast with somebody. Bless a life. Send it to them. Let it also be a great channel of blessing to them. In the case this was sent to you and you desire to be receiving this podcast on a daily basis, all you need to do is to send the word register, text register, as an SMS or a WhatsApp message to this phone number, +1 972 639 1762. Text the word register to +1 972 639 1762, and you will receive instructions on how you can be getting this broadcast every day. God is with you. He will sustain you. He will uplift you. He will uphold you. He will help you. He will defend you. He will not allow you to fail. He will not allow the enemy to ride over you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, it is done and it is well with you. Somebody is going to be remembered for good today. Akurama Sinderia Kataya. Le Ramba Sukatali Marandia Shikaradodia. It is well with you. What the enemy planned for you will not work. I hear God say to me to nullify the satanic plan to bring you into cry and sorrow this week. It will not work. It will not work. I cancel it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It is done in Jesus' holy name. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. Make sure you share this with others and be a blessing to other people. If you have not downloaded a 24 hours radio, I want you to do so today. Make sure you are listening to prayer. Boost your prayer life. Build your prayer life. Listen to the Empowerment Praying Radio. It is free. 24 hours radio that is broadcasting prayer 24/7. Go to our website, www.prayingradio.org. prayingradio.org, and you'll be able to access and download the app. Go to the App Store, download the mobile app, so that you can also be listening to the radio. It's free, 24 hours every day. It will be a great blessing to you. All right, look forward to your testimony. The Lord be with you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Till I come your way again tomorrow on this same platform, I remain Benjamin Beckley of the Empowerment Center. Be blessed. Amen.